Time now for Intelligent Investing, presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill.
Pleased to have with us today Justin Anderson, the president of Anderson Griggs Investments in downtown Rock Hill. And Justin, we're into a new quarter, and a new quarter means who knows what's going to happen, right?
That's right. Just you hear the word unprecedented a lot, and it's the same with this first quarterly earnings season. So last week, a bunch of big companies have started presenting their first quarter earnings to the public. You get to see it in the news, especially for the big corporations. And it's kind of a weird time. The first quarter only had a little bit of coronavirus involved. So a lot of those big down numbers are not part of the earnings for the first quarter. It's the second quarter where the big numbers and the big hits are going to start showing up. One thing we do know, a lot of companies have said, disregard all the forecasts that we gave you earlier, and they're not giving projections going forward because they just don't know. But what we can see in the big banks, last week, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, we don't know neither one, but what we've seen in their numbers is they have started holding off a lot more of their money and setting it aside to be able to pay for loans that they feel will not be paid in the future. And what we're seeing is 4 to 5 times what they held in reserve last year.
But that's just good common sense based on what has been happening to the nation because of this COVID-19.
That's absolutely right. No one really knows what that's going to be. And you can bank on the fact that the banks are going to be very conservative in this figure.
So if you're an investor and you have your money in stocks, I guess you'd be reading these reports very carefully?
That's right. It's very important. If you own common stocks yourself now, especially if they're smaller companies that aren't going to be in the major news lines, you need to go to Investors Relations and look at the earnings releases and the reports coming from these companies so you can stay in tune with what these companies are doing, what they're thinking for the future, and how they're guiding you as an owner.
What you need to do to be an intelligent investor. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Manny.
Intelligent Investing is presented by Anderson Griggs Investments in Rock Hill. To hear a replay of shows, go online to andersongriggs.com.